Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or drink, about your body, what you wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than the clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying at a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the white flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry up and say, what are we? To eat, or are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. The heavenly God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So one of the words Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow. Yeah, many times you worry of things of tomorrow. Of course we have to prepare everything. But important, Jesus advises us to live well every present moment. We usually we spare time to what we are going to do next and forget about what we are going to do that moment. This is a bad habit. Jesus wants us to change our mentality moment by moment. It doesn't mean we don't have to prepare. But important, live well, live better every past moment. This is what we have to learn. Because Jesus knows that we really do not spend much effort of the present moment. We just worry about what will be. So Jesus is given a guideline. Just live well every present moment. At times it's not easy because many times we have to prepare things of tomorrow. But Jesus wants us to put also our effort, importance of the present moment. Even if better every present moment, surely when the time comes, we can live a better way. Otherwise, our thinking is always in the once. That means we are not living well the present moment. Ask Jesus to give us this special grace. Do not worry about things of tomorrow. Let us live well every present moment. Jesus, when trusting you. Please guide us every day to a new day to serve people that you have served them. Make us understand we are sent by you to bless the world, to sanctify the world.